Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 45, question 116. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Because it is the chief part of thankfulness which God requires of us, and because God will give His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who earnestly and without ceasing beg them of Him and render thanks unto Him for them. Question 117. What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? First, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God who has revealed Himself to us in His Word for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him. Secondly, that we thoroughly know our need and misery so as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty. Thirdly, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer as He has promised us in His Word. And then finally, question 118. What has God commanded us to ask of Him? All things necessary for soul and body, which Christ our Lord comprised in the prayer which He Himself taught us. As we look at the questions from Lord's Day 45 in the Heidelberg Catechism, you can see the way that the questions enable you to piece together the different doctrines, the different truths that are held out to us here. Question 116, why is prayer necessary for Christians, is a subdivision of a question we had earlier about how if our good works contribute nothing to our salvation or justification, why do we still have to do them? Well, there was an answer to that. And now, sort of circling back, picking up that discussion again, but narrowing it down, being more specific, not just why are good works in general, but why is prayer necessary for Christians? Well, there's a double answer to that. Of course, you could say prayer is necessary for Christians because we need stuff, and so we need to ask for it. And that's very true. That's very simple, but you can't get away from that. But it's also the case that in prayer, by the very fact of prayer, we express our dependence upon, our reliance on, our trust in God. We express an expectation that He's the one who cares for our needs, and so praying is an exercise of thanksgiving, not only because we say thank you to the Lord in prayer, though there's that, but also because the whole mindset of prayer is one of looking to God as the provider. When we pray, we heed our call to worship today from Psalm 79:13. We give God thanks forever. Now, on the basis then of understanding why prayer is necessary, the question is, well, what sort of prayer is acceptable? What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? Again, we're given a clear answer as we move to why is prayer necessary? What kind of prayer should it be? And then, question 118, what do we ask for in prayer? What sort of things are we supposed to pray about? And then that leads up into 119. What is the Lord's Prayer? That's echoing the prayer which He Himself taught us from the end of the answer to 118. And then you have, in this model prayer, a confirmation, basically, of all of the points that are made before. You have a confirmation that prayer is a part of thankfulness because you notice how it begins and ends with worship, with acknowledging of God, our Father who art in heaven, thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. You notice what's included in there are needs of soul, forgive us our debts, for instance, but also our needs of body. Give us this day our daily bread. And you notice the parts, what is acceptable of in prayer. What sort of prayer will God hear? Well, a prayer that calls only upon the one true God, our Father, who art in heaven. We're looking to Him for everything. We thoroughly know our need and misery. We have no self-reliance. And yet we approach Him with this confidence that He does hear us because of Christ, in spite of all of our unworthiness. So in this beautiful Lord's Day on prayer, we really have a fantastic primer. Why do we need to pray? How should we pray? What are the characteristics of true prayer? What should we pray for? And in effect, how do we know this? Well, we know this from the prayer which the Lord himself taught us.